Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, and at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, and at the entrance of the quarter, she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. And when there were no springs, abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and field, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made turn the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him. Like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, Lord, I Justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all of the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Holy and Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We give thanks for many things this day, not the least of which is the beauty of God's creation and this opportunity to worship Him in that beauty. One of the things that is always impressive to me is the fact that the church here every Sunday is featuring an event or a teaching of Jesus, with one exception. This is it. This is the only Sunday of the year where instead of an event in Jesus' life or an event of his teaching, we celebrate a theological mystery. We celebrate the Holy Trinity. As our senior warden said as I walked out, he said, Trinity, it's a mystery. Thank you, sir. I'll sit down now. You can read that. Many, many things have been said to try to explain the Trinity, which at its heart is indeed a mystery and it's inexplicable. Some of you may remember an old book called Angel of Ashes, in which there's a story about an impoverished Irish youth who escaped Ireland and comes to this country to make his own way. But one of the funniest things I ever read in that book was when he was a child, he said as his prayer, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Well, that's where a lot of us are. One of the things that has been attempted is to explain God in three persons by such things as looking at water. H2O exists both as a liquid or a solid, ice, or a gas. But it's still water. I don't know how that works. The other thing is St. Patrick went around Ireland trying to explain the Trinity with a shamrock, looking at the three leaves and saying, three aspects of the same thing. Well, I think that's what it is. I just think that we need to relax when it comes to the fact that you and I are engulfed in mystery all the time. Perhaps look at yourself in the mirror and you will see mystery. We are this trinity of being. I'm physical, and I'm mental, and I'm spiritual. Three aspects of one person. That's who we are, and we are patterned after the image of God. So I'm willing to let it be there and give thanks to Him who has revealed Himself as the Creator and the Redeemer and the Sanctifier, whom we give thanks to this day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us stand together and share our faith by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 10 of your bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Bound together in Christ, in the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us pray with one heart and mind to our God, saying, Holy Trinity, hear us. That the love which passes ceaselessly between the Father and the Son in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit may renew and deepen the life of each Christian and draw us all gathered here into your unending life, we pray.
Holy Trinity, hear us.
For the leaders of the church and for the leaders of nations, that they may discern the ways to overcome divisions and mistrust, and may reflect your unity in every aspect of common life, we pray.
Holy Trinity, hear us.
That your self-disclosure in Christ and your enduring presence among us as Spirit may help us to understand both you and ourselves, made in your image and likeness, we pray.
Holy Trinity, hear us.
For our families, our households, and our communities, that there may be places of communion and mutual support, which builds us up and strengthens us in grace and truth, we pray.
Holy Trinity, hear us.
Thankful for our world, which you made through Christ, and renewed in the power of his resurrection, that we may be wise and careful stewards of creation, we pray.
Holy Trinity, hear us.
In the power of the Spirit who joins our prayer to Christ's enduring intercession, we pray for the sick, the suffering, and all who stand in need, especially remembering those on our prayer list. For Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jayden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karen, Jeff, Regina, Eileen, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Debbie, Margaret, Laura, Pat, Taylor, Dwayne, Shay, Amber, Bob, Randall, Ed, Margaret, Dawn, Lynn, Ed, Doug, Cecilia.
For the healing of all the world, we pray.
Holy Trinity, hear us.
Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Andrew Greenwell, Ray Martin, and J.R. Hicks. Gracious God, whom Jesus called Abba, Father, accept our prayers this day. By the inner workings of your Spirit, deepen our communion with you, the source and goal of our lives, and make us more and more signs of your enduring love. This we pray through Christ, who lives and works with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Announcements this morning. If you haven't yet brought the food, after this service, we're putting the food on that table and bring the chairs over here to sit wherever you'd like. I want to say a special note of thanks to all who showed up yesterday for the work day. You wouldn't believe the transformation of this area until they got finished with it. It was a real mess. And a lot of people work to get it in good shape, and we give thanks for all who came and helped. Are there any other announcements?
Let's see.
Yes.
Just a note. I know they worked hard yesterday because they forgot tools and clothes. But if you got home and something is missing, just check the flower room.
So there you'll find a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Well, we need to do that every Sunday. All right. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Alleluia.
Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We'll have two communion stations. We'll come down the center aisle and receive there. God,
Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of the Son of your Savior, Jesus Christ.
You fed us with spiritual food through the sacrament of his body and blood.
Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you into truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.